Hello, everybody. George here. And a while ago, I mentioned on here that we were expecting new appliances. Basically, we decided rather than go for a secondhand dryer, we were going to buy a new one, which led to buying both the washer and the dryer, for which we arranged not only delivery but removal of the old ones. I feel kind of bad about it a little, although I am feeling somewhat better, because the washing machine is still in working order. It's making a few noises and things, though, so at some point it will need repair. But it is well built, and it served us well. Can't complain at all. We got it refurbished as it was in 2005, so... Since that boo was quite a while ago, you may have wondered what had happened. I've had some time where I wasn't feeling great, and I've had just the most horrible sleep schedule from hell. Sorry. Michelle and I have both been afflicted. You know, and today is not a lot better. We barely had the energy to get things just sort of last minute tidy. And we'll put the minimum back and see where we go from there. But story behind this, it was late March when we actually placed the order for these. I've got the information in front of me, but I can't remember what date that was. But we were expecting them this past Thursday, which would have been the 3rd of April. We're on the 8th of April. How did we come to this point? Well, we did a lot of things and, you know, went as far as we could to just kind of shove everything to one side, so to speak, which... it couldn't stay there. We have to put some things back in order to function, without going into detail. Too much stuff to just sort of move out of the way and have it stay out of the way. The house is a bit full. But we did all this and waited until we thought they should come, and well, after we thought they should come, because we were expecting delivery from noon till 5, anywhere from that point. So at about 25 after 5, I said to Michelle that they had not arrived. She'd gone for a nap. Well, we got up and phoned them, and they said, oh no, your scheduled delivery is next week. And Michelle happened to have the info right in front of her, and...
The 8th? Our information says the 3rd.
3rd, yeah. So, arbitrarily, somebody at the other end at Sears had changed the date. And as we were talking to them, our appliances had not been released yet. I don't understand how all that works, but nevertheless. So, we were confirmed for today. But it does sort of bother me. I mean, if we had had both jobs and stuff and had taken time off, or any one of us had taken time off, that's money. And the fact that we weren't even notified, I think, is the thing that really aggravated myself. You know, I expected better of Sears. Anyway, they are coming today. We had a confirmation phone call last night to make sure everything was ready as it should be, mm-hmm. as in, because they're taking away, we had to disconnect the old appliances and have them ready to go. Well, I did that last week. We're anxiously anticipating our new laundry appliances because, yes, we have laundry. We've been able to get some stuff done and hang it up and what have you, but now we really... I was fortunate that I really kind of made sure I was very caught up because as of a week, well, almost a week now, we haven't even had a washer because I disconnected it. But, as of today, Lord willing, the new appliances will arrive, and I'll boo about them later. They're remarkably accessible for those who can't see, because there's actual raised stuff on them, and they're very well laid out, the control panels on them. I have to say that that's a lot of what sold me on them. It's just how well they are laid out, and how easy they seem to be to set. But... anxiously awaiting these, and we will move further once some information develops. Take care, bye for now, and thanks for listening.
Bye.